Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ein Hayah of Maran Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We are in the middle of the most beautiful Agadita. I mean, every Agadita is beautiful, but this is especially meaningful for us, for our times, for our Avodas Hamidos. All of us are trying to improve our character, and I find Rav Kook's Perush particularly to be enlightening and inspiring and edifying. Okay. The three E's: enlightening, inspiring, and edifying. Okay. A little bit of a spelling challenged. All right. So, in the previous shiur, we saw that this man came to ask Kilo when he was bathing on Erev Shabbos all these really annoying questions. And he said, "I have a lot of questions to ask you, but I'm afraid you're going to get angry," meaning like you're an angry guy. You know what I mean? You're liable to get angry. But Hillel didn't get angry at that either. He wrapped himself up. He sat. He said, "Whatever you have to ask, ask." And he wrapped himself up because the concepts are going to be spiritual concepts. He has respect for the concepts. And he sat down, meaning I have to sit. I have to think about this very difficult material you're going to be asking me, really challenging questions. Just a tremendous show of respect. And as we saw, all of this behavior of Hillel is an expression of his humility, as the Gemara opens that one should always try to be a humble person like Hillel. And then he said to him, "Are you Hillel that they call you Nasi Yisrael?" And we said, sometimes a person, you don't even have to say his name, just his title is so him. Other people, they retain their name with their title. And he's saying, all right, not only he's saying, "You're Hillel. You're Hillel. That's really who you are. What, they call you Nasi Yisrael? That's not really you." As if a person has his name and also his title, you say President Trump. You don't say the president. There were lots of presidents. And he's not, you wouldn't say, most people anyway would say, "Wow, he's the greatest president ever. He's like the president." No, he's a president, and he's Trump. He still retains his personal identity, and he's also worthy, we hope, of his office. We'll leave that to the political pundits and for history to decide. But this is not to talk about politics. I'm just using it as an example. I don't like to talk about politics. All right, occasionally I do. In any event, but here he's saying to him, "No, you're not even worthy of being called President Hillel, Nasi. You're just like, you're Hillel? And they call you Nasi Yisrael." Oh boy. Does Hillel get upset here? At this, we call this chutzpah in modern Latin. I'm really Hain. He says, "Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that Hillel that they call Nasi Yisrael." Omer Rav, even on the word Amrlei Hain, in other words, one of the most beautiful aspects of Rav Kook's Perush, of the Ein Hayah, is that he explains every single word, like nothing goes unexplained. And he answers loads of questions without even asking the question, just he saw the question, and he doesn't write it out, but if you notice the question, you'll see that it's answered. So it's really very, very beautiful. So even just Amrlei Hain, yeah. What do you mean, yeah? There's something to say about yeah? Yeah, let's see. Yeshnan she'elot ke'ele shegam ha'shtika techashev l'tshuva u'kohoda damya. There are certain questions that silence is also an answer and like an admission. Omnam tshuva shehi mesamachet et alev, or an os kuflamed, an answer that makes the heart glad, ha'adam mitorer la'hashiva befem alei. You want a tshuva, that answer that gives somebody happiness? When you say it, when you verbalize it. Now, silence would also have answered the question. But it's more gishmak when you hear it, when the guy says it. Aval ha-tshuva hi meva'eret ha-ba'at ratzon. Tshuva describes, the answer describes, exhibits an expression of will. I'm with you. I'm answering. I'm not going to remain silent and let things be understood on their own. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to be with you. In modern psychology, there's a word for it in Hebrew. I learned when I studied psychology, I studied it in Hebrew. So the word that I learned was joining. So you do this joining with the person. Part of the way you do that is by saying yes, by speaking out the answer. When a person's in anav, he's always putting in front of his face his own migraot, his own shortcomings. Ulumatzen, in contrast to that, all of the positive qualities of his friend, unlike some people who are always thinking about their milas and other people's chasronos. No. An anav thinks about what he lacks and what his friend has. He gives tremendous kavod. Remember, that's one of the themes that we've been seeing in this Gemara. Kavod. You have to respect everybody, even the annoying people, to give them respect. Uviyota anav nimshach achar atzedek behamshacha tiv'it amitza ulefi midat siyur amigraot hanimtzaot bo halei ra'ui lo lefihen shlilat hakavod v'abizayon. Since an anav is drawn after justice in a strong natural draw, and according to midat hatziur, and according to the way that he pictures things, of his migraot, hanimtzaot bo, of all the shortcomings that are found in him, ra'ui lo lefien, it's fitting for him according to them, according to the way he looks at things, according to his narrative, a lack of kavod, a negation of kavod, shlilas hakavod v'abizayon. And he deserves a bizayon. In other words, this anav, he looks at himself. He said, ich bin a garnished. We always like to tell that famous story in Velazhen. That was the Musa Seder in Velazhen, you know, saying, ich bin a garnished. I'm a nothing. I'm a zero. I'm dust of the earth. So a new bacher comes to the yeshiva. He hears everybody sitting during Musa Seder, saying with great pathos and melancholy, I am a nothing. I'm a zero. I'm dust of the earth. I'm a loser. And he also sits down, like everyone else, starts chuckling back and forth, saying how much he's a nothing, how worthless he is. Kecheres hanishbar, uketzitz hanovel. And one of the older brachim comes up to him, and he says, the chutzpah you have, it took me 6 years to become nothing, and you're nothing already on the first day? So this anav, yismach ma'od b'mashem evazim oso. Because in his narrative, that is the right thing to do, to be mevazim, to disgrace him. Something that comes out in a right and the correct way, like the shuras hatzedek, in a justified way, you should be very happy about this. Simcha la tzadik asot mishpat pasuk b'mishlei chaf alef tetvav, that a tzadik is happy when justice is done. This is justice. This bizui al ken merov chadut chedvat nafsho al abitui shebaot be'er tziur shel sheflut kitzonai lav. When he heard this, he said, "Wow, what a bizayon! This is mamish gishmak. Wow, thank you." Which fit, yeah, I really am that guy Hillel who just happens to be Nasi Yisrael, but I don't deserve it. That's how happy Hillel was. He made the other guy happy that he answered him, and he made himself happy. He said, yeah, I'm that guy, you know, like for us, I mean, not for you, but let's say a guy like me, so somebody would get up and say, you know, hey, Ermin, are you that guy who got a 1600 on his SATs? So we'll just keep this between us, me, you, and the 273,000 people listening around the world. I didn't even take the SATs. But it's, well, I always like to say I didn't get any answers wrong. But I didn't take them. But let's just say I got a 1600 on the SATs. So I'd be like, yeah, I'm that guy. And I feel good, like everybody heard me, you know, say that I'm that guy who got the 16. Hey, Herman, are you the guy who graduated at the top of his class in Harvard Business School? Now, the truth is that one of the prides of my life is that I am the guy who made the top 90% of my class possible. So, I didn't get into Harvard and go to Harvard, none of this stuff, right? But if I would have, I'd say, yeah, I'm that guy. Feels good, huh? Affirming his praise, his compliment, my great value. Kiviyachol. So Hillel was exactly the same, just in the opposite direction. Somebody comes and is mevazeh him. He's like, yes! He wasn't just silent. He said, yeah, I'm Hillel, that guy who's called Hillel, and Hillel, that guy, they call him the Nasi. But I'm not really worthy of my title. He sees the bizarre and he loves it. My Rebbe, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, often tells stories about his grandfather, the previous Rebbe, Zechat Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. Says, Yortzeit coming up, Hanukkah. First night of Hanukkah. So he loved to be mevazeh himself. And he loved when people were mevazeh him. That was part of his geshmak in life. So one of the many stories that the Rebbe tells was that, if I'm not mistaken, he was there with him at the time, that there was once a gathering of different people, and they had at the dais, they had a table for Rabbanim. That's the head table, the Rebbe's. He was a Rebbe. You know, he didn't make a big thing of himself. He was very, very humble. He didn't run after an olam. On the contrary, he would go to other Rebbes. How often do you see that? A Rebbe goes to other Rebbes just to sit there at their tishin when he could be having his own. That's not the most common phenomenon. And understandably so, if I was a Rebbe, I would also want Chassidim. But he ran away from the Chassidim. He wanted to be a Chassid. Anyway, he's sitting at the head table because he's the son of the previous Rebbe, Paul the Rebbe, his father, David Moltke, who is the son of his father, who is the son of his father, Reb Dovidel, if I'm not mistaken, the first Rebbe. So Rebbe, ben Rebbe, ben Rebbe, say, you're allowed to sit at the table of the Rebbes. Anyway, one of the Sadranim, one of the ushers, didn't like this, that he was sitting at this table. He didn't know he was a Rebbe, or he didn't think him worthy, whatever it was, and he told him to get down. Leave this table, it's a bizayon. He loved it. He got down from the table, left, and then he went to the other side, and he climbed back up on the dais, and he sat again at the table, on the other side, because he wanted that bizayon again of being told to leave. Ay, 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 ezelechet tzadikim, ezelechet tzadikim. Just to, you know, give you a, remind you of your low state, and they did, he believed me, he did it b'simcha. He was the most glücklicher Mensch in the ganze Welt. He was the happiest man alive. If anybody's doing this shiftless with sadness, with depression, with any ailments detailed in the DSM, it's not for you. This is only if you're going to do it b'simcha or b'tuv levav. Alright, story time is over. Magai tzirik zum gemore. Says the Gemara, Amarle, says this Barnash, says this fella, this character, to Hillel, Ima Tahu, if you're that guy, Lo Yirbu Kamotcha B'Yisrael. Whoop! Fighting words. If you're that guy, Hillel, there shouldn't be like a lot of you in the Jewish people. Usually it's a bracha, Yirbu Kamoscha B'Yisrael. Here he's saying, Lo Yirbu Kamoscha B'Yisrael. Kan He'emiket Haknata. Here, he deepened the insult. Shemehora'at Kalut Da'ato Negdo אפשר לדון שבא מאיזה הכרח חיצוני המעיקו לעבור על הכרתו בערכו הגדול. Maybe due to his lightheadedness that he displayed, maybe there was some external force that caused him to not treat him in fitting with his great value, Hillel's value. Gam yuchal hayot sheyesh lo tviya alav b'tor nasi u'manhig ad sheba b'tzmo levazato kol kach, or maybe he had a taina on him, he's upset at him for something, and therefore he's mevazeh him because of his great value. In other words, you're upset at somebody because, you know, he's so chashuv, he's the CEO, he's the president of the shul, so you have a taina on him. Aval im haya mitzayro kilu haya adam pashut ke'echad miYisrael haya modeh be'erko. But if you're just a regular guy, then he would agree that he's a person of value. Al kein eskil ba'azut levayir shekol eila hazut shechtzif lumato. And therefore, he, with his great chutzpah, brazenness, he wanted to show that all of this chutzpah einam ba'im misibah pratit u'me'erich haktana haktana rak b'tol nasi. He wanted to show him that this chutzpah is not for a personal reason and not because he's the nasi and he's so chashev, I have a tain against him. No. He says to him, even as a simple person, I think you're nothing. Not only don't I think you're anything as a Hillel, as a Nasi, but even as a regular guy, you're nothing. And this is like not because of anything that's compelling me to say this. I'm just saying it now clearly, straight out, that lo yirbu kamoto b'Yisrael. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with anything that happened to me. There's no echreya chitzoni that's causing me to say this. I'm just making a general statement, not about me, about you, Hillel. Like a lot of times, if you're good at human relations, human relationships, so when you have a taina against somebody, you should always frame it in terms of yourself. You say, this really bothered me, it really hurts me when, and then it takes away the insult and the criticism from the other person, and it focuses it on you, it's my issue. It makes it a lot easier, it softens the blow. Here also he could have said, yeah, I have something. It's about me. Or because you're so great, that also softens the blow. But here there was neither of that. It was just, it's nothing to do with me. It's completely you, and you as a pasha personer. Lo yirbu kumoscha b'Yisrael. Zoti azut hayoter nora'a she'in l'malim. And he keeps trying to get him. Time after time. Lo yirbu kumoscha b'Yisrael. Amar le b'ni. Mipnei ma? Why? Said Hillel. My son, why? Behaknata zo matzah she'asina mevatzbetzet lachshov alav ma shelo yuchal shum dat ladun. Al ken yir tufat ahava b'chiyah shel chiba b'ni. He realizes there's some hatred going on over here. So he says, my beloved, my son. Ubiot chunat ana bakarat emet gam be'erko alav ladat chefso atov la'askil la'itiv kishono anale elat shemegorotav gam ken lo nichtadu mimenu. A person's an anav. Anav is a correct perception of your own reality, which means that you also can appreciate that you want to do good. You also have kishronos. Everybody has positive attributes. But you, the person in anav also sees his chesronos. He also sees his faults in his characters, his foibles. Bein ha-pratiyot, bein ha-kololot, ha-chalishot ha-enoshiyot, ha-chalishut ha-enoshit, excuse me. Both personal migros and those that are human weaknesses. Avachol afen yevshar klal lachshov shelo techashir birkat Hashem shirbu kmoto b'Yisrael. Alken shalom ipnei ma? He asked him, why? Why should there not be kamosi b'Yisrael? Saying, I realize I'm not a perfect person, I have a lot of chesronos, but I also have milas. Mipnei ma, I love you, but there seems to be some hatred going on over here. I love you, but why? And also a person realizes that part of an anav is that he realizes how weak he is. He wants to do good, but how much good can one person do? A lot of times we're limited in the amount of good we can do. But if there were more, then there would be more good. So he says, Mipnei ma, I realize that I alone can't do so much. But if there were a lot of me and all of us would do a little bit, we'd be able to do a lot. That's why he said, Mipnei ma. And the man answers, Amar le mipnei shibati al yadcha arba meot zuz. You know why? Because I lost a bet. I lost 400 zuz. It's a lot of money. Remember, ksuba is my times zuz. A gadia, a goat is 2 zuz. You can buy a lot. You can buy 200 goats. That's a lot of money. Zabin abo bitre zuz, right? Kind of save klei milchama shel like an atal tzad achir. Here, he waged the war from another side. He says, no matter what he does, no matter how he's mevazim, it's a helfnisht. It's not going to help. He's going to remain in his state of calm and humility. So now he turned another to a different side to show his own gasus, his own crudeness. That he didn't say lo yibur kumoscha b'Yisrael because he saw anything wrong with Hillel. He knows that Hillel's very, very choshev. But it's about me. I lost 400 zuz. Motzimi pib dibat kalal leklal amashem kazot shelo yirbu kumoto b'Yisrael. Even though he realizes how chashiv he is, he still doesn't want there to be a lot of him in the Jewish people because he lost money. Al ken diyek ach mipnei sheibati al yadcha dalad meot zuz v'ayroi legera meruba ech hishtakea o hishtagea kol kach b'shigaon prati. So he's making this curse. And that's the diuk. I lost 400 zuz through you. So I'm going to make this klala for all of Klal Yisrael because of me. There shouldn't. They're really a great guy, but there shouldn't be a lot like you. Because I lost money. He's admitting his own crudeness. Otherwise I would have had this money if you wouldn't have been such a humble person. Ay. Beautiful. And then the Gemara concludes. Amalei habezi here baruchacha kedayu hilo shetabad al yador abba meot zuz. Better you lose 400 zuz and 400 zuz and I shouldn't be makbid. So I'm hoping Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simcha and the financial means and the mirtz Hashem. In the next year, hopefully, we will learn that, what Rav Kook says about that. And in the meantime, we'll bless ourselves that we should be zelchet l'mod l'lamid l'shmo v'lasos. The Kaim is called Divrei Salmatorot Sabihava, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.